another episode of Casual Sports Talk. Once again, I am Ethan.
Brady is eating.
Brady is eating. I am Daniel, aka Rap.
Brady,
I'm
man.
I swallowed.
Brady, we're starting a podcast.
This is a great start, Brady.
I swallowed it.
Brady, it's 2018.
I'm about to swallow in 2018.
Lloyd, are we getting sued for this? I'm sorry.
Already.
30 seconds in and we're already going to court for something. Okay, this is a good start. So, welcome to our sixth episode. I know we said after the second episode of the Super Bowl that like football's done. What do we do? Well, football's not done. Not
football never dies.
Football never dies.
It's a year-round sport.
Nice there, Daniel.
Good job.
Drop the marker. So,
year-round sport.
Daniel dropped the ball on this one.
Balls up.
Mazel tov and simen tov. Okay.
Are we getting sued for that?
That's probably.
That's a song.
The rabbis should come after us. The rabbis.
Shalom in the home. So, we're having a very NFL-themed episode today. We're going to be first talking about the NFL Combine that's going on right now. By the time you guys listen to this, it's going to be Monday, so the Combine's going to be done. But by the time we're recording this, it's actually Sunday. Hint, hint, for insider information. We record every Sunday, we release it on a Monday. And so we've only gone through 3 days of the Combine right now. The only people we've been missing are the defensive backs and the safeties, right?
And Rich Eisen.
And Rich Eisen, yes.
Oh. Rich Eisen's number one on my board.
Yeah, so if you guys actually want to see Brady run a 40 as well, please let us know. And Brady will run a 40 outside in shorts if you guys want it.
And a tank.
Full suit.
Yeah, so if you guys want Brady to run his 40 as well, you let us know and we will make that happen for you.
If we get
one like on this
50
post.
Likes. 50 yeah, likes on the post.
50. We average like 3.
That's a collective 50 over Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, just over Instagram. We got a nice follow on Instagram. We got about 200 boys.
Yeah.
200.
Thank you, lads and ladies, for following us. Keep on following.
Keep on following. We're going to keep turning out that content and we're going to hopefully get some special things up for you guys. So, without further ado, let's dive into this Combine. Letting you guys know, I am releasing a second version of my mock draft on Wednesday because I have a midterm on Tuesday, so I'm not sacrificing the GPA just yet, but...
Let's be real. We all know that Monday night, that's what you're going to be doing.
Monday night, I'll probably be at Loyola doing the mock draft, yeah.
Doing the mock draft. You mean watching hockey?
I don't watch hockey.
Oh, you don't watch hockey?
No, especially if it doesn't come to Seattle. Whoa, what? That's going to be our third topic for today, maybe? If we have enough time? What? Okay.
Good segue.
Back on track. We're getting really distracted today.
ADD. You know me?
Guys, if any ADD company wants to sponsor us,
I need a pill.
More than just one.
Okay. So, like we said, the Combine, what we're covering is everybody but defensive backs and safeties, and I'm going to release a second mock draft on Wednesday.
Including cornerbacks and safeties.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a mock draft has all the players.
Yes.
A mock draft does have all the players. Yeah, I took out cornerbacks and Minkah Fitzpatrick would be there, and he's like probably the third to fourth overall pick, maybe. I mean, it's a whole other debate for another time, but you know what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. So.
No, I
don't. I want to get your thoughts on the Combine. I want to look at this actually a little differently. I want you guys to say, from an individual perspective, name me like one player who's really boosted their value or has really negatively impacted their value. And we want to start with Brady on that one.
I think Barkley, obviously, he was obviously, everybody knew he was going to be amazing.
Okay, so he didn't boost his value then. Just didn't answer my question.
Well, no. He did. The way he ran his 40, the way he did his bench
like
press.
I think what Brady's trying to say is it solidified the fact that he is where
that
he
good.
Is, and it's like he deserves to be
but listen,
there.
We all knew Barkley was going to test well, right? I personally expected him
I
to
didn't
be at
think
the top
be
for
like
everything.
That big of an athlete.
I didn't think
he'd
be that massive an athlete.
Yes.
But I kind of
which
agree.
Which run coming off.
Yeah, I kind of agree with your point. I mean, it's not going to like, doesn't make him like a second rounder to a first rounder. It makes him from like a top five pick to probably like a top two pick, realistically, right? Like, people can and people will, and I might even make the argument eventually for Cleveland to take him at one.
I agree with that, to be honest with you.
So then I'll make the argument for Cleveland to not take him at one.
Yeah.
Okay, so make the argument.
Let's not do it right now.
Advocate.
You want to do it?
I'll argue right now, yeah. All right,
okay.
Let's go for it.
Perfect. NFL Combine, we're talking about reasons to not take Saquon Barkley at one. Ready for this?
Yeah.
No research whatsoever. Debate right now. Yeah, me versus Brady. Yeah, rap, chime in, whatever you want.
For sure.
Brady, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
First of all, if I'm watching the combine, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, and Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold, they all killed. Well, Sam Darnold didn't throw.
He chose not to throw, yeah.
Not to throw, but everybody thinks Sam Darnold's number one. Josh Rosen threw really well. Baker Mayfield threw really well. And Josh Allen, that guy has a cannon of an arm.
It's disgusting. This guy makes it look like it's so easy to throw 70, 80 yards. It's
I just want to make, I want to clear something up. We are not a Josh Allen podcast.
Yeah.
Please don't confuse us with Pardon My Take. We are better than them. We know that. Barstool, yeah. We declared war on you, actually, just so you know.
I'll fight you with Michael Rapaport.
Oh, guys. No. We Michael Rapaport, Daniel's dad.
Yeah, it's my father.
That is
Daniel's
father.
Yeah, me and him are going to go to war.
Yeah, adopted so, father. Yeah. We are not a Josh Allen podcast, but, I mean, from an analyst perspective, a lot of people are very high on him, just like Brady is. Continue.
Well, those are four quarterbacks right there that are, like, I legitimately think they did really well at the combine. I think they have really good tape. So you take Barkley first, which I think he may be the best athlete in the draft, best player in the draft. And at four, which you are drafting, you'll get one of those four quarterbacks who are doing amazing. And let's be real, Colts at three aren't taking a quarterback.
No. The Giants, they have Andrew Luck. But the Giants at two are going to take one.
Maybe.
I think they will.
Maybe. So then you have one gone. So either Darnold's gone or Rosen or even Allen. So one of the three are gone, and then you get either one of the other ones, and they're just as good.
Didn't they trade up last draft?
Who?
The Browns on their second pick or something?
Browns traded down
every time. It was the Bears that traded up.
Yeah, that was the Bears.
So this is
the dumbest trade ever seen.
So here starts my argument. Here starts my argument. The Browns have missed out on so many quarterbacks that I think there is so much pressure on that organization to take a quarterback one. To like make sure you get your guy, then by the fans, mostly probably by the fans, but I truly think that Cleveland has this pressure on them. Jim Dorsey and his entire staff have this pressure on them that they're going to take a quarterback one just so they don't miss out again, right? They've missed out on Wentz. They've missed out on Watson. They've traded both those picks. You don't want this to happen a third time where you take Saquon Barkley one. And then Josh Rosen or Sam Darnold goes two, and then they win the MVP that season, hypothetically, yeah. Right? But you don't want that to happen again. It's going to ruin your reputation, which is already kind of pretty low.
Already ruined.
It's not really ruined, but it's already kind of
yes, it is.
Pretty tarnished.
Like,
that was the last time they had a winning quarterback.
But like, what I'm saying is,
give me a winning game.
Think about it. 2015. Carson Wentz brought his team very close to the Super Bowl, right? If he didn't get injured, he would have brought them there, right?
God, that hurts.
Right?
Yeah.
So, where was he taken? Number 2 overall. Cam Newton's taken the team to the Super Bowl before. One overall.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan's taken the team to the Super Bowl before. Number 1 overall.
No.
Matt Ryan didn't go first overall?
No.
What if
Fact check.
I'm checking this out. Don't worry.
I'm going.
I got this right now.
Third overall. Okay.
You.
Third overall.
That's right.
Jamarcus Russell went first overall, so let's not take that. You know, speaking of your boy Josh Allen, he's gotten comparisons to Jamarcus Russell.
Just his arm strength.
Yeah, just his arm strength. But, like, still. Strength. But, like, that's kind of, like, why are you comparing him to a bust? Anyways, we're not the professional.
Because he has a strong
arm. Yeah, strong arm, but that's it.
Those are, like, some reasons why we should or shouldn't take Saquon Barkley first overall. We're going to move on to the rest of the combine. Brady, name me one more riser or faller. Faller?
No.
Fact check.
Yeah.
Faller?
Yeah.
English check, it works.
You got Saquon Griffin?
Say that again?
Saquon...
Say
that again, Brady. Say it 3 times fast.
Say it again, please.
Saquon Griffin?
Shaquem.
I thought we were saying we're not talking about defensive backs.
He's not a linebacker.
He's a linebacker, an edge rusher.
That is true. Never mind.
Defense.
Oh, yeah.
He had a very good, we had amazing
four. Oh, my God.
Unreal.
The guy is
the fastest 40 by a linebacker since, what, 2003, I think.
Yeah.
So that guy's going to be running right past the O-line and sacking the quarterback every play.
Yeah. I truly think that did a lot for his draft. Especially that he got invited.
I could see him on the Seahawks. I don't know.
With his brother?
Yeah.
Did you see Pete Carroll's reaction to
that? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, that kind of solidifies
my guy.
I could see him on the Seahawks.
We know what you're up to. Don't you worry, child.
Or even I could see him on the Houston defense. Because during the Senior Bowl, he actually trained with the Houston.
Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Houston's a little earlier.
Houston has a lot of pieces in play, and adding
defense,
him to the rotation.
Oh my God.
Listen,
yeah.
Realistically, I don't see Shaquem going before the fourth, fifth, or sixth rounds. I'm being
really
very honest. I think he has the talent of a first rounder.
He's been. Did you watch like
I watched
any of
him
it
all season at UCLA?
Well, that's why
no,
Seattle's gonna take him in the
his
first.
His combine
round.
Has been
that's,
so
that's
good.
What I like to do.
But like, so what I'm saying is,
and also, especially with the Legion of Boom just like falling apart.
Well,
that that's really
do.
Yeah. He doesn't really have anything to do with that. He's a linebacker, not
a corner or a safety.
Yeah, but still,
but listen,
it's a little bit of defense.
I'm gonna be very straight here. I think Shaquem Griffin is a great talent. I think he's a. He has all these intangibles about motivation and leadership and having that chip on his shoulder because of what happened to him when he was a kid, right? Because
yeah.
only having one hand, he has this chip on his shoulder that always makes him want to do better, and I think that showed at UCF, and I think he could bring it to an NFL team, whichever organization drafts him. The only thing is, I wouldn't, if I'm a GM, I wouldn't take him before rounds four, five, or six because of hypothetical what-ifs, right? What if he doesn't translate well to the NFL? What if the fact that he only has one hand turns into a limitation rather than helping him at the collegiate level? You don't know how a player is going to transition from the NCAA, from his college days to his NFL days with any player, right? But specifically a player who unfortunately only does have one hand. As great as he was, I think he can have a role as a pass rusher. I think he'll be one of these guys that gets drafted low, but like.
But he low-key could also play safety.
Like a
strong safety, I think I can see him.
I don't know.
Play
I mean, in the league, there's a lot of hybrid safety linebackers, but they're more like the middle. I really put Shaquem Griffin on the edge for me. Let him rush
outside,
let him rush a tackle or something.
Sure.
He will beat that
he's
tackle.
He's never played safety.
Yeah.
He's
got a lot of explosiveness, a lot of speed,
yeah.
and he's got some great power moves on him.
Yeah.
So, honestly, he could make an impact, but I don't see him getting drafted before rounds 4 or 6.
I don't know. There's teams like Pete Carroll, the Patriots.
But are you really going to draft them with your
those
first
round teams,
pick?
Those are teams that are sneaky that take those type of players.
With a first round pick.
Pete Carroll has done it. He's taken guys who were supposed to go in the third or fifth and taken the first who have some attitude or some other issues, and he's taken them and turned them into good players. Yeah.
Okay, but in terms of risk management here, if I'm an NFL GM, I know this guy's talented. But I also know that no one's going to like take him before the 4 to 6 because he has a lot of question marks around him. Why would I waste a first round pick when I can get somebody else fill another need? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. I just love the story around him. I would like to see him go earlier.
I love the story
hey,
around
what
him.
What if he goes to, like I said before, with Houston in the third round?
So,
the first
I mean,
if
Houston takes him in the third round, they just destroyed it.
Well, they don't have a first or second round.
Their defense is amazing.
Yeah.
Houston, throw him in that rotation and that'd be scary.
It's already scary.
It's already
scary.
Scary
but, like,
it's
super scary. Let them stay healthy, though.
Okay, Rap, I need you to give me one riser or one faller.
I really liked Mike Gesicki in this.
Mike
Gesicki.
Oh, my God.
He was
killed
unreal.
It. Wasn't he, like,
yeah.
the fastest 40 for a tight end?
Yeah. He also... So, look. These are his stats from the day. 41.5-inch vertical, 10'9" broad jump, 450, 440 time. He's 6'5". This guy's also a three... sport player. He played volleyball, basketball, and obviously football. And he got scholarships in both basketball and football. In volleyball, sorry. He holds the record for most receptions by TE in Penn State. And to be honest, he reminds me a lot of a young guy straight out of Maryland, Vernon Davis, in his prime. He reminds me a lot of
a nice
young
comparison.
Vernon Davis.
That's
yeah.
a nice comparison. Davis,
I think that this guy could... This
I
guy
definitely
could be,
love Mike Gesicki as a receiving tight end. I think
yeah.
he can... depends. Like, depends on what organization he goes to. Depends if how much the offense uses.
The Patriots.
Right? Is he white?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Patriots.
A white tight end.
Yeah.
There
a white
go.
Tight end. The Patriots got
he fits it.
Yeah.
Especially have Gronk's honestly debating the requirement. Like
honestly, like if he goes to the Patriots, that wouldn't even be a bad fit.
I would like him on,
everyone hates Patriots. That
would
not
would
be a bad fit.
I would like him on the Jaguars.
Lewis
is going.
I mean. Yes, it gives Blake another safety blanket. I don't see any problems with it, honestly.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you. He did a great job at boosting his value. Another guy who I thought boosted his value tremendously, DJ Chark.
He's so good. He's so fast. It's unreal.
Like, he didn't have the best he didn't have the best collegiate career.
No.
It wasn't anything spectacular. Goes into the senior... Like, I've heard about this guy. Goes into the Senior Bowl. He wasn't really on my radar. Blew everyone away at the Senior Bowl. And I'm being very honest. I said, okay, it's just the Senior Bowl. Whatever. Like, I'm giving him, like, a third-round grade or something, a third-to-fourth-round grade.
So a 434.
And then he does this, exactly.
A 434 and a 40-inch vertical.
And now there are talks about him going in the first round. I don't think he'll go in the first round. I think he'll go in the second round, but
I think
he's definitely a guy to watch out for.
I would really like him. I feel like now I'm just talking a lot about where I like to see people placed, the players placed. I would love to see him on the Cowboys or the Colts.
They both need wide receivers.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's I can see him on either time. He's fast, and also I read up on him before he used to do track in high school, which is probably where his speed came from. But I mean, yeah.
Why he's so fast.
4.34, that's unreal.
We've talked about three risers. Do you want to talk about any fallers? Anybody who's like really hurt
yeah.
their draft value?
Yeah.
Are we thinking about the same guy?
Who are you going to say? I'm going to say Calvin Ridley.
You think Calvin Ridley
is a star? I love me some
that's
Calvin
a hot
Ridley.
Take.
I love him.
That's
but
a
love
fire take.
Look.
Jeez. Sizzle.
Listen to me. Fast hands, fast feet, great route runner. Don't get me wrong. I would love to see him on a squad like the 49ers or the Bears. But the one terrible thing was that he had a 9'2" broad jump and a 31-inch vertical. And he's 6'1" at 189. Like, it doesn't make sense. A guy of his stature getting that, like, those stats. Like, I feel like a lot of teams that had him on high up before, like, I had him very high before the combine, and now seeing him after combine, I see him dropping.
Okay, so he doesn't jump high. So why don't you just let him run on the inside then?
Can't,
you
no, but, like, yes,
if
he's going to be a good slot
if
receiver.
If we won't get all the 50-50 balls, I'm sure if he's a great route runner, which
I know, but
pretty sure he is.
But,
he's one of the, probably the best route runner.
Yeah.
Him or Christian Kirk are two of the best route runners in
the like
class.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
So,
but the thing is, the broad jump and the vertical shows explosiveness. Like, these players have to have explosiveness.
But it also shows, like, 50-50 balls, who's getting it, right? So don't throw a 50-50 ball to him. Let him run a route. Let him find space. And I think he'll be fine.
But I still think that there is some type of, like, not controversy, but, like, a little question mark around him on that.
You know what? Very possible. I'll tell you right now, my mock draft, I'm not dropping him. Like, I have
fair.
Him going to the
that's
Bears.
Fair.
Unless other picks change, which they will, but unless other picks change things,
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought Orlando Brown did himself
dirty.
Yeah. He's just
holy shit.
He fucked up.
Where?
Where did you go wrong?
14 reps on the bench press. 14 reps. He 5.85 40. Like, what? I don't understand what happened.
Yeah.
He got yelled at a lot by the coaches.
Yeah, his vertical jump was only 19.5 inches. Like,
people say because he had such a good quarterback in Oklahoma that, like, he looked that much better.
But I don't think a quarterback makes an offensive line look better as much as an offensive line makes a quarterback look better. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
that's
a good offensive
fair.
Line
that's
makes
fair.
A quarterback look better.
That's fair.
But put a quarterback behind a bad offensive line, he'll get sacked 10 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Like,
and he'll look worse. He'll throw a lot of bad throws.
I thought I've watched tape. Orlando Brown was not a bad tackle at all. I was very high on him. I had him as my first tackle going off. I'll go find my
He ran a 5.85.
It's nuts.
And he's 6'8", 345. Like, he only got 14 reps. He got a vertical of not even 20 inches and a broad jump of 6'10". Like, it's...
In my first mock draft, I have him going 12 to Cincinnati, which needs a tackle, by the way. Now I'm probably going to change it. Honestly, he drops out of the first round for me. I
don't believe you.
Especially because of the fact that he wasn't listening to the coaches and he yelled at.
Poor performance. Like, he did it to himself, really.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if something comes up that he was injured or something, I kind of half get it, but at the same time, you're injured. Like,
no, but
say you're injured.
How does that explain he got
yelled
at by the coach not listening to
him? But his only chance right now is that the coach is looking back on
pro
his tapes from...
Or pro day.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, my pro day.
Yeah.
That's his other chance.
Well, no, his meetings also will help him.
Yes. Yeah, you see the character, who he is and stuff, but on the field, like, he's literally dead last in 3-4 of the categories here. Like,
actually,
that's not a first
he
round.
Like, he was dead last in O-lineman for the bench, for the vertical jump, and the broad jump. All
like,
three of those. Like, that's pretty ridiculous. Yeah,
that's bad, but I feel like more the fact that he just didn't listen on the field.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't listening
well,
to the drills. Like,
it's all culminating in one.
He did whatever he wanted in the drills. The coach was yelling at him, like, what the hell are you doing? That's worse in my eyes.
Yeah.
With every NFL coach looking at him, and he was just like, this guy's effing around whoever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
I don't want that guy on my team.
100%.
You have a good morale for your team also. Yeah. It's a bad look for him. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Brady, do you have anybody dropping?
Well, those guys,
said, yeah.
Brown was the number one. Like,
yeah, for sure.
It was just disgusting what he did, honestly.
Yeah.
I can't get over that. That was just, ugh.
I have a question for you guys. What do you guys think about Lamar Jackson?
So,
like,
is he a quarterback or is he a receiver?
No, quarterback.
I know he's a
quarterback.
He got angry about that.
And
too,
he got
like,
so
wants
mad.
To put him at receiver, I think is stupid.
He's gonna, because he doesn't want to become a next Terrell Pryor.
Terrell Pryor also got paid, by the way.
That's
yeah,
fair. That's
like,
fair. But, I mean, still,
paid.
But look at him now. That's fair.
Well, Troy Parham's also 6'4". But he's not 6'4".
Yeah. But okay, wait, but the one downside about Lamar Jackson not doing the 40, basically all he did was throw. He wasn't able to show the coaches and the GMs his explosiveness that he has.
Well, such explosiveness and
athleticism. I know, but still, so everybody knows. Well, that's kind of why Darnold didn't throw either. Like, everybody knows he can throw, but he chose not to throw.
Just check tape. So
yeah.
No, but yeah. I definitely don't think Lamar Jackson hurt his value. I think he's still a mid first to second round.
No, I think he's second round. I think he's second round.
Honestly, I could see 5 quarterbacks going first round this year. Honestly, I could see 5, maybe even 6.
That's fair.
If I'm being honest with you,
I just don't think they're last that
year,
special.
Last like year,
all 6 of them to go.
But look at it. You have so many aging quarterbacks now that you're gonna have to get this new.
Well, look, think about
trend.
It.
And this is the best draft class.
The Browns, the Giants,
probably.
The Browns, the Giants, the Broncos, the Jets. They all need. QBs.
But so
does the Vikings.
There are teams that need quarterbacks right away, and there are teams that need quarterbacks two, three years from now.
Can't
yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
New England needs a quarterback 2-3 years from now.
Yes.
Right? Or a team
so Lamar
like
Jackson would be nice.
A team like New Orleans needs a quarterback 2-3 years from now. Atlanta might need a quarterback eventually. Like, all these
the
teams.
The Dolphins also.
Well, Dolphins are
need a quarterback
right
now.
Yeah.
It's either Ryan Tannehill or they need one. Or
they need to buy into Tannehill.
The Cardinals also need a quarterback
need
now.
Decision.
Yeah.
Cardinals either. Well, I mean, we'll talk about free agency sweepstakes after, but I mean, they have to either make a move in free agency or.
Well, I heard they want a bridge quarterback until.
In my first mock draft, I had them taking Baker. I don't see that as a bad fit whatsoever.
No, I don't disagree.
I think it's a great fit.
I kind
of
like it.
I do, but a lot of reports coming out saying they want to. Bridge quarterback. They won't like sign Bradford for 1 year.
This quarterback class, this quarterback class is probably the deepest, and most talented that I've seen in years, and I'll back it up, 100%.
Yeah,
I think there's 6 guys that can go in the first round. Name me a draft class where you thought 6 quarterbacks can go in the first round.
But the thing is,
what year did Jake Locker go? I forget.
Jake Locker.
Yes, they had Blaine Gabbert, Jake Locker. They had a bunch of quarterbacks that year.
That can go in the first round?
Yeah.
But this is in recent. I'm talking about recent years.
Yeah, it was 2014.
2011.
Oh, 2011?
He was drafted 8th overall in 2011.
How many quarterbacks in that year? I think it was 6 or more.
Find me.
Yeah.
Let's fact check us.
Keep talking. I'll,
so,
I'll,
all I'm saying is, this quarterback class is 5 to 6 guys that can go in the first round. And if they don't go in the first round, the 6th guy, Mason Rudolph, who, yes, I believe he could go in the first round. I think he can go to the second round, the third round, the fourth round. He could be taken anywhere. He's going to be a great backup. I think he has a chance to be a starter.
To the Patriots with their
Mason Rudolph
pick.
Luke Falk, great collegiate career. I think he has a chance to do something in the NFL. Nick Shemanek, he was all right at Texas Tech. He had good receivers. Surround him with good receivers and he'll be all right. Kirk Benkert, the exact same thing. Riley Ferguson also had a fantastic career at Memphis with Anthony Miller there. So I'm just naming you quarterbacks that I truly feel that did really well at the collegiate level that could have a backup job 3-4 years from now, gain the starter role. I truly think this draft will produce more NFL starting quarterbacks than the last 5 years. Probably combined.
But okay,
that's my hot take.
So back,
throw some sizzle on that. We're gonna quote that later. That's my hot take.
So back on what Brady was saying before, there were 4 quarterbacks taken in the first round in 2011. There was Cam Newton, there were at 1, Jake Locker at 8, there was Blaine Gabbert at 10. There was Christian Potter at 12, and I believe that was it. Yeah, that was it. But to be honest, that was a really deep draft first round. Like, that was a solid first round. Like, guys like J.J. Watt were drafted, Julio Jones, Alden Smith, A.J. Green, Von
Miller, Cam Newton, whoever picked the quarterback this year basically screwed
Patrick Peterson. Yeah, no, it's funny. That year, that year they had some great players there.
But, like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
This is my take. We're going to play this back, like, what, 5 years from now, and you're going to see that I was right. And we're going to, like, we're going to post an Instagram picture after with, like, the air quotes about my hot take. And I was like, oh, Ethan, you're a dumbass. Yes, I am a dumbass, but, like, not about this.
Yeah,
all right, so.
I have 2 steals of the draft. I really liked, I've been struggling to pronounce his name all day, Equanimeous St. Brown. Really liked him.
I don't know about him.
I kind of liked him. I liked his.
Before the season, he had a first-round grade on him. Like, early before the season.
But can I tell you why?
Grade.
he had a very, like, not shitty, but he had a shaky quarterback situation and an offensive coordinator situation in Notre Dame.
Well, Notre Dame ran so much this year. Notre Dame was, like,
exactly.
literally a run.
So I think that hurt his value. But then he's a fast guy.
Height, weight, speed, right?
Yeah.
Height, weight, speed.
100%. Yeah, he hit a 448, and he's 6'5", weighs 214.
He is literally the definition of height, weight, speed.
Yeah. And I think my other one that fits into the same exact category is DJ Moore from Maryland. 6 foot, 2'10".
Their receivers are like better.
He gets
than
a 4.42 on the 40. He jumps a 40, almost 40 inches on the vertical. It's like 39.5
Steve
or something.
Steve Smith is very high on him.
11 foot broad jump. Sorry.
Steve Smith is very high on him on the NFL combine.
I love me some DJ Moore. I think I'm kind of high.
There are receivers that I rate personally more than DJ Moore. I also think you can have like.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm
which
saying
is nuts. But I think you can have like 4 or 5 receivers go in the first round again this year.
But
also.
I was saying with the DJ Moore and the St. Brown, I think those two guys are. Low-key, like, steals or sleepers.
Yeah. No, I'm staying true to my point. My favorite receiver in this draft. Yes, with Calvin Ridley there, my favorite receiver is Anthony Miller. Anthony Miller from Memphis, go watch his tape. He balled out this season.
Yeah.
I truly think that Anthony Miller is the best receiver out of this class. And that's another sizzling hot take.
Did you see, what's his name? Marquez I don't know how to pronounce
it. Hold on. Five minutes later. Try pronouncing that again.
Let me read it, Brady.
From South Florida.
Oh, Valdez Scantling.
Yeah. From South Florida.
He's 6'4", ran a 4.3.
Yeah, he's very speedy. I don't know what type of role he'll have.
He could be a random, like, not mostly right, but like, he's the fast,
like
tall guy.
A type of Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Like a thin guy.
I don't think he's going to be anything in the NFL level other than like a return man. I don't know.
He might
get thrown in, like, to a situation because of injury.
No, Mary's even?
No, he might be like a fifth receiver and like two injuries to wide receiver make him a third receiver. You know what I mean? Then he'll find some value somewhere.
They could get him in second round in Baltimore maybe, or third round.
Second round? If you want to draft him in the second round, you do that.
Well, I'm just saying.
While you draft him in the second round, we're going to move on from the draft to the free agency. So,
my favorite time of the year.
The NFL New
it's
Year.
It's a stressful time of the
NFL
year.
NFL New Year is March 12th, and Brady's having a party at his house for NFL New Year.
Yeah.
Everyone's invited.
Yeah.
Well, everybody.
Everybody's
not,
invited.
Not everybody.
Everybody's invited.
There's already been a couple trades, right, that have happened. There've already been a couple trades that have happened before the New Year started, and there's already been one signing, right? So Kirk Coleman, 3 years to New Orleans. I think it's a fine signing. Him and Von Bell there, that's going to work out really well for them. 3 years, 18 mil, wasn't bad at all. So there are a ton of other players in free agency, a ton of other quality players that can help a team. But you also have players like Ziggy Ansah, who's supposed to be there, got franchised. Jarvis Landry got franchised.
Well, he's supposed to get traded.
Not supposed to.
He is going to get traded.
They're looking at trading him.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I think they are.
They
don't want him there. He doesn't want to be there anymore.
Well, if they didn't want him, they would have released him. But they tagged him.
I'm trying to get value.
Today's Casual Sports Talk episode is brought to you in part by Todd's Cooking. We love Todd's Cooking. Good luck finding yourself someone who will cook as well as Todd does, because no one cooks better than Todd.
If you really don't want a guy that much, like,
Why are you fine?
I understand they're trying to get value out of him by trading him, but, like, if everybody knows that they don't like him, the incentive to give up X much, right? Especially if he's only on a 1 year contract. Think about it. Jarvis Landry's on a 1 year contract right now. Why would any team give up the boat, right? Like an actual starter.
They're trying to do a
starter. You're going to lose him at the end of the season.
Yeah, if you're possibly going to lose him at the end of the season. What if it doesn't work?
Sign and trade thing, right?
I think it's stupid.
Because the teams that
If they would have traded him, they would have signed him to a 3 year contract.
The teams that are looking at him right now are the teams that were going to sign him in free agency anyway. So I think he'll sign long term with them anyways.
Like, not necessarily.
Like, the teams that are going after him, like Baltimore, Chicago, San Francisco, were all teams that are talking right now about getting him, and he was interested in going there.
Okay, but if you're trading, there's such a difference between if you're trading and you're signing someone, Brady. I don't know if you realize that.
I get it, but I'm saying they're gonna trade for him on the franchise tag.
Okay, but if Miami wants to trade him, why do they tag him? Why do they tag him if they want to trade him?
To get the value.
But it's a 1 year contract. You're probably getting like a fourth round pick or something.
They probably won't. They're probably getting a second round pick.
The only teams that are
even then.
Is he worth the money? Like,
no, it's not that. It's if you get a second round pick, that's actually a great trade for you because you'd be losing him at the end of the year anyways. Every team knows that he doesn't want to be there. If I'm a GM for another team and I know he doesn't want to be there, he's the star. I'm not paying star value for him. Why would I pay star value? if I don't have to. You know what I mean? Well, why would I give up a certified starter or a first round pick if I don't have to for this guy?
A second round pick.
A second round pick could still turn into something.
Yes, but Jarvis Landry is a proven price star in this league.
I'm not giving up a second round pick. If I'm a GM, if I'm Chicago's
GM, if I could get confirmation that
the only team that would get him would be like last season, like a playoff team that's like. Like, that's possible to go far.
You could also lose him at the end of the season. What if
you could get him signed and trade where you agree to sign a contract.
I'm sorry, but what if Jarvis comes and he doesn't fit the system? Or his attitude's terrible? Then what? You lost a second-round pick for nothing. You lost a second-round pick for one year of Jarvis Landry.
Bad trades happen all the time.
If you're a GM, do you want to make a direct trade?
You don't want to be that guy.
Let me just make this trade because bad trades
happen all the time. The player is
like Brady trading Carmelo Anthony in fantasy basketball because bad trades happen all the time.
Rip.
But what's it called? No, Jarvis Landry's not a bad player. He's a very good player.
Of course.
He's averaging 100 balls a year.
I'm not arguing that.
You can't expect him not to fit in your system when the guy catches 100 balls a year. He's the guy who's going to catch the ball.
You think he'll fit into every system? Every offensive system.
The teams that they're looking at, like Baltimore, like San Francisco, like Chicago, he fits those systems.
Yeah, I like him on Chicago. I like him a lot on Chicago.
If he goes on Chicago, he's going to get 200 balls.
But think about this. Chicago is the 8th pick this year, right? They have the 8th pick this year.
Yeah.
A guy like Calvin Ridley or a guy like Christian Kirk.
Give up your second round pick.
Who you won't have to pay for
You get both of them.
You get both of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you
have two.
You know, that's a hot
take. I'm gonna call my boy Matt Nagy.
They have zero receivers.
Nagy and
you
Nagy.
Put two.
They had Kendall Wright.
Kendall Wright.
They actually had Cameron Meredith, who went down with injury, but.
Okay, but you see, right now they have no receivers on their roster, no proven receivers. Yeah. So you have young Trubisky. They have Jordan Howard. You got to put some weapons. You put Calvin Ridley and put Jarvis Landry across the field, and you have an offense. Right, there you go.
We are gonna have an Instagram post with that like full. Caption there, like a picture of Brady with that caption. It's actually really hot takes. Throw some sizzle in there.
But even Baltimore, you put him on there. That's a good. That they need a receiver.
I don't like him on Baltimore.
And San Francisco, put him next to Pierre Garçon. Good. That's with Jimmy G there.
What about my boy Marquise Goodwin? You show no respect to my boy Marquise Goodwin.
He's number three. He would be number three if Jarvis.
You
there.
Show no respect to my
you
boy
say,
Marquise Goodwin.
You saying Marquise Goodwin's going to start over Jarvis?
When did I ever say that? I'm just saying he's putting no respect on Marquise Goodwin's name. Marquise Goodwin is part of the team that beat you in the fantasy football finals.
Fuck you.
So put some respect on Marquise's name.
Fuck you. Hey. I started Drew Brees over Jimmy, and Jimmy G put up 27 instead of Drew's 17.
Listen, that's one of the reasons why you lost.
Yeah.
That's why
I'm drafting Jimmy G next year.
Many
first round. Got it. All right.
Not first round. Todd Gurley first round.
Raph, we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to your heart.
Oh, please don't.
The Vikings?
Please don't. I every time I think of the Vikings quarterback situation, I get like very bad anxiety.
So.
Because like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Mike Zimmer and his staff, what do you do?
Look, I have one of three options, all right? Because
there's like 50 options.
Okay, my favorite three options.
Okay,
one.
You can't really choose three options, but okay. Go.
One, I love me some Case Keenum, so keep Case Keenum.
Okay, like,
sign
next.
Him, re-sign him.
Next, garbage.
Two, draft a quarterback. Because there's, as you said before, so much depth in the first round, and even though people drop to the Vikings down at the end of the draft, at the end of the first round, still.
That's
or the third choice, get Kirk Cousins.
Okay, but like that's like all of the choices that they
can. I know, but no, they could still get Sam Bradford,
true.
Like Teddy Bridgewater.
So you say like Sam Bradford gone, Teddy's gone.
Yeah.
You really think it's Case Keenum, draft, or Kirk?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
If I had to narrow it down to two, I'd really think it's Kirk or draft.
I agree. I think Case Keenum, it wasn't a fluke last year for Case Keenum because he's shown in a good system that he can perform well.
Yeah.
But I truly think that it was the defense and the other weapons that carried them to where they got, right?
Yeah.
Like, when Case Keenum had to, he made those plays, which any quarterback, any decent NFL quarterback could do, right? If you get them... If the defense brings you from point A to B and you get from point A to C, if the quarterback can get you from point B to C, he doesn't have to get you from A to C. Just get you from B to C, you know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying?
Quick draw Venn diagram up
yes,
there.
Yeah,
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
I think Brady needs a PowerPoint presentation of what I just talked about. No, but I think Case Keenum's a fine NFL quarterback. I don't think he deserves market value, though, right? Because market value for quarterbacks is super high right now. I think if I'm Case Keenum, I am cashing up. I'm going to free agency, and I'm getting a contract from a team that needs a...
He has to.
Yeah, Case Keenum would.
Right now, the
but
best
if I'm a team, I'm not doing that.
Right now, the best quarterbacks in free agency are Kirk, Drew Brees...
Oh, Drew Brees doesn't really count.
Yeah, he's
staying the same. He's not going anywhere.
He's still free agent.
Fine.
You know? There's like Sam Bradford who's up there, I guess. AJ McCarron.
Yeah, so...
Josh McCown. Low-key, Josh McCown did well in New York.
I think Josh McCown was absolutely fine. I think he's another guy that if you put him on that... On the Minnesota team, if you put Josh McCown in instead of Case Keenum, I'm sure you could have brought them there also.
Hot
take with some sizzle on it.
It's not really that hot of a take.
I don't want him there though.
Okay, obviously you don't want him. Like if I was the Vikings, I would take Kirk and still draft somebody because Kirk doesn't want to. According to these sources, NFL Network, Ian Rappaport, another one of Daniel's cousins.
Yeah.
He said he wants to sign to a 3 or 4 year deal and go. Pay my free agent again and get
Kirk?
Even more money. Yes.
Listen, all I'm saying is if you market value for Case Keenum right now is an average salary of $21.1 million.
He's also 30 years old. Like he's still
he's young for a quarterback. TBA.
He's young.
Like,
really.
For a quarterback,
especially they're all playing into like their late 30s, almost 40s.
Look at Drew Brees is 39 and he's still testing the free agency waters.
Exactly.
Like, listen, I'm saying like. At an average value of like $21.1 million, I'm not willing to pay that to what's his name? I'd rather pay the 30-something for Kirk, or just
what I think they should do.
The Vikings, I'm not drafting. Your team is too good to just go with a rookie. You need to get a guy like Kirk, who's
but like
are you, but are you trying to say that like rookies aren't great to lead? Team?
Yes, I'm saying no rookie quarterbacks made it to the Super Bowl, and your team is a Super Bowl contender team.
Oh, so
that's what I'm saying. Okay,
but would you take Jimmy Garoppolo in his rookie season though? Because you love Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm
thinking in my head
I'm
right
saying
now.
Jimmy
Deshaun
Garoppolo,
Watson, right? Like if he hadn't gotten injured, I'm pretty sure Houston would have gone
to the. He would have been far in the playoffs.
Further,
I still think the Patriots beat him. The Patriots beat
100%. The Patriots would beat them.
So yeah,
I mean, Houston's he kind of fell apart with injuries.
So they don't make the Super Bowl.
What I think they should do. Sign somebody to 1 or 2 years,
like
a bridge quarterback for a guy like Lamar Jackson. I would love Lamar Jackson.
So why don't
sign Case?
I was gonna no, because you have to pay Case like 21-something million. I'm gonna say, why don't you sign
Teddy?
Don't you wait till free agency is like almost over?
Yeah.
Draft your quarterback.
Yeah.
Wait till free agency is almost over.
And
sign,
people
like,
are desperate to be
signed. Sad Bradford again for a cheap contract, or Case to another cheap contract, not at his market value, and then have the competition. If Lamar Jackson beats him up for the starting role, or Mason Rudolph, or whoever they put on that offense beats him up for the starting role, he beats him, right?
Yeah.
We need another trade.
I don't think they'll do that to him though, because if Case Keenum does go back to the Vikings, I think he's their starter just because of what he did to them for them last season.
The problem is you can look back at like everything like that. And he's very sentimental, but the NFL's a business at the end of the day.
Oh,
but
I agree.
I think what they're gonna do is something like the Chiefs did with Patty Mahomes. Keep Alex Smith for one more year, and then you.
Well, that's what Arizona wants to do. So let's talk about Arizona a little bit for free agency wise. So there's rumors that they're gonna go for Bradford, sign Bradford, and then draft somebody as well at
but
the 8th spot.
Drafted. Aren't they at 15?
At 15? I thought they're right.
Yeah, no, 8 is
eight's
Chicago.
So why did I see? I guess on a mock draft they traded up or something. Sorry.
All right.
I saw on a mock draft that they traded up to go get a quarterback. Either way, so at 15,
they should sign Geno Smith. He thinks the earth's
hot
flat.
Oh my God.
Let's sign Geno Smith. Hot take with some sizzle on it.
Or Saquon Barkley's distant brother from another mother, Matt Barkley.
Why don't they just draft Saquon Barkley at one and put him at quarterback, see what happens? Like
him and DJ.
Honestly, like, yeah, why don't you draft Saquon Barkley, run out of the Wildcat the entire time with him and and DJ, and John Larry Fitz, like, sprinkle in there a bit.
Yeah.
Like, listen, they have J.J. Nelson. He's fast as shit, right?
Oh, my God.
Have the three of them running up. They can...
Hey, don't forget Father Time. Don't put disrespect
Arizona,
on Father Time.
Arizona.
Hire us.
Yeah,
we're,
please.
Your offense.
We are offensive minded now. We want to run your offense. We're going to run Wild. We're going to run Wildcat like it's Ronnie Brown, and we're 2008 right here. Like...
they made it that year. They made it the playoffs.
I'm telling you, when they brought it back, it worked. I think it's time to bring back the Wildcat again. Make... We here
make
want
Arizona
to make
great
the
again.
Wildcat great again.
Make the Wildcat
great
again.
Yeah, we are officially on a new campaign to get every single team to use the Wildcat formation again.
I want
to
bring up a free agent.
Sure.
Low-key, he could either be amazing. He used to be the number 3 ranked tight end, second ranked tight end in the NFL.
I don't know who he is, but he's shit.
Or
I don't even know who he's talking about.
Or he was bust. He's a little bit of a bust the past few years, especially fantasy-wise.
Are you going to talk? You looked at me, so it's ASJ, right?
No.
It's ASJ.
No, Austin Jimmy Graham.
Oh.
He's a free agent.
That's true.
Highly doubtful he's going to go back to Seattle.
He's 31.
You don't think he's going back to Seattle?
I don't think so. I think he may go back to the Saints. I think that would be amazing for them.
Honestly, market value at 6.7, sure. That's fantastic. Like, if he goes back to the Saints, who do they have there? They have Kobe Fleener, though.
Scoop Kobe Fleener.
It's really easier said than done. It's like really easier said than done.
You know people's lives, Brady. You're just like, fuck, screw him.
Brady would be a great GM for that part.
He'd be like the Simon Cowell of GM.
Yeah.
You know?
Nope. Next. But the problem is that, like, the only thing he'd be good at is being a GM.
Excuse me. Yeah. I've got the great rosters.
Yeah, in Madden.
In Madden, exactly. I'll do the same. Who else is there that's really good? That's Allen Robinson's a free agent. Do you think Jaguars franchise him?
No, they have too many weapons already there. I think Allen Robinson and... I think both Allen Robinson and Sammy Watkins walk.
You do?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Honestly.
So now, where do you think they both go?
So, both of these guys need a fresh start. From Allen Robinson's perspective, he 3 years ago, he had like almost 100 catches or something. 2 years ago, he fell off, and then this year, he had the ACL surgery.
Yeah, all through a training camp, you see him yelling at Blake Bortles.
So right now, Allen Robinson's at a low. I think he needs to get his shit together.
And get back.
I still think he has the talent there. The talent's there.
I don't think it's his fault.
I think he needs to go to another system, start fresh with a new quarterback, and just see what happens.
San Francisco?
You just want everyone to go to Jimmy G, don't you?
Yeah.
I want to say the same thing for Sammy Watkins, right? He was cast out of Buffalo, traded to Los Angeles, didn't produce.
A decent year.
No, he barely produced.
He picked it up at the end, that's it.
He had like two, three good games, and the rest he had like one catch. Like, if you're not finding, like, if you're not the number one guy with, why am I forgetting his name?
Tavon Austin around. Like, if...
Tavon Austin didn't play receiver.
But I'm saying, like, if you're not the number one guy with guys of that caliber, if you're not Robert Woods.
Robert Woods played really well.
He would play great, but Sammy Watkins was drafted above Robert Woods.
Weren't they both on
Buffalo? Sammy Watkins, it just dawned on me. Sammy Watkins is a former first round pick.
Yes.
Okay? He was not
former. Number four overall. Pick.
Yeah, so realistically, if you're a first round pick and you're, what, 4 years into your
career?
That was
the best receiver draft ever. Sorry, but yeah.
Okay, we'll have a debate one time.
Allen Robinson, Sammy Watkins, Odell, we're not talking about free agency. Kevin Benjamin's also free agent. Yeah. Throw him in there too.
Yeah, I think those three guys all need a fresh start.
In terms of specific
teams, off the top of my head,
I think
Sammy maybe Chicago.
Maybe Chicago or maybe Carolina.
Yes, so Trubisky's more of a game manager so far. You want to give him weapons to stretch the field. Which is also why, like, Calvin might work, and like Calvin Ridley would work. Not Calvin Ridley. What's his name? The really tall one. Why am I blanking right now? Anyways, I'll get back to that
later. No, you want
to mention? No. So in Chicago, Trubisky's been a game manager so far, right?
Yeah.
So you want a slot receiver on the inside? Great, Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins could also beat guys deep. He can win a one on one.
He had a few nice plays.
So
here. He did that.
I think Sammy Watkins could fit well there, but again, I think they're gonna go through the draft. I don't think they're gonna get two receivers. I think they're gonna draft one, maybe draft one like the sixth round too, and sign like a little.
They still have Cam Meredith coming back. Let's see how he played really well in 2016.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that.
Speaking of receivers, I think one receiver that Ethan is praying goes to the Steelers, even though they may not need
receivers.
Yeah,
you don't need
Jeff Janis.
I love my boy Jeff Janis.
Who else?
Who's ready for story time? All right, CST crew, you guys are getting a story. So. This was what? I think it was almost 2 years
ago.
Not this season, the season before.
Not this past season, the season before.
I picked up a guy named Ty Montgomery when he got the running back job, and I was flexing him at my flex position because he was a running back, wide receiver hybrid. Anyways, I put him in my flex, and it's the 4 o'clock games, and it's like 3 something o'clock. So the 1 o'clock games already happened. He was playing the Sunday night game. He was playing the Sunday night game, and all of a sudden I get a notification on my phone, Ty Montgomery's out with an illness. My phone. The fuck? With an illness?
You were also driving at this time. Do you remember this?
Yes, I was. No.
You were driving, you called me to pick him up for you on your
that was,
on your
that
team.
That was someone else.
Oh, maybe.
That was Trey Burton this year.
Oh, yeah, that was
Trey Burton.
Yeah, never mind. Sorry.
So, anyways, back to the story because Rap got confused.
Sorry about that.
So what happened is, I get this alert. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do now? This is like a tight matchup. Like, I needed this win. Look on the free agents. I'm like, all right. I look at the Green Bay wide receivers, Jeff Janis. Listen, he he's gonna fill in this game, even though he's like not even like a running back like Ty Montgomery like was hybrided to. He's gonna fill in this game and he's gonna fucking kill. He's gonna score a touchdown. I called it, whatever. Pick up Jeff Janis. Man scores a touchdown. I won him by like 2 points. So every year, it's only happened once, but every year we have a nice Janis day. Jeff Janis is our boy. Jeff Janis, you are welcome on the podcast anytime.
Yeah.
If you ever want to come on the podcast, I would love to talk to you and thank you for helping the fantasy team 1 week. What Rap's referring to, though, did happen this year.
Yeah, with Trey Burton.
When Zach Ertz got like a surprise inactive.
That was it.
I had picked up, I had like my five pickups for the week already. And
this one.
Yeah, and I wanted to pick up Trey Burton real quick because I had my five pickups already. So I'm like, Rap, listen, go pick up Trey Burton. I will trade you. I think I traded you Chris Ivory, who was...
No, you traded me somebody else that actually had value.
I traded you someone who had value, but it was because like a running back was injured or something. So I'm telling you, I think it was Chris Ivory because Fournette was hurt. Or he was out
yeah,
for
Fournette
the
was
game.
Hurt that year.
So I think I'm pretty sure it was Chris Ivory, and you used him that week. So you traded me Trey Burton. Trey Burton got a touchdown that game. So every year this happens, and every year...
Is that collusion technically?
No. Is that?
No.
That's not collusion.
Really. We've done that before.
A strategic.
With defense.
A strategic move.
If certain people who used to be in the league did that, then it's collusion.
So there's also another a very nice tight end who, again, was used to be compared to top tight end. Harry C. wanted to take him in the first round this year. Told me he may take him. Tyler Eifert.
I wouldn't pay Tyler Eifert.
Hasn't been healthy.
I wouldn't pay him because of the concerns. Exactly. Like,
but like, where? What team would you like to see him? Like, where would you?
But
see,
like, but the thing is, I would rather take an ASJ or a Trey Burton or a Jimmy Graham over him.
Oh, I think Trey Burton's probably the best tight end in this like free agency class.
I think Trey Burton
could be a starter on any
I read an article and he had 16 teams interested in him.
Like, yeah, because he's really good. But
honestly,
I still think Jimmy Graham is better.
No. Hot take with some sizzle on it.
Okay, I think the numbers show
differently. I'd rather sign Trey Burton than Jimmy Graham in this.
Wait, Lawyer Lloyd, can we get sued for saying hot take, by the way, Lawyer Lloyd?
Hot take?
No,
sorry, my take's not fine.
Part of my use hot take.
Yeah,
fair.
It's first take I can't use. Oh, shit. Part of my take I can't use. Oh, shit, I just said it. We can get some hot take.
We'll
throw some sizzle on it, because I like barbecuing, you know
Malcolm
what I mean?
Malcolm Butler?
Yeah.
You want to talk about Malcolm Butler? Well, listen. We're gonna end the show.
I wanna go through the list.
We're gonna end the
players.
Show in 5 minutes. So I'll give you 2 minutes to talk about Malcolm Butler, what you think about him, what do you think he's gonna land.
Before
in
we talk about Malcolm Butler, I have a quick question
so
for
six
you.
Minutes then.
What do you think about the running back situation in New England then with Dion Lewis heading out probably?
He's probably gonna leave to either the Jets, San Francisco. Those are the two guys heading for his services. I'll take Mike Mayock, my boy on NFL Network's advice. Sony Mitchell at 31.
Yeah.
I don't hate that at all. Ethan disagrees, maybe?
I mean, in terms of Patriots running backs, I don't think they put too much of a premium on drafting running backs. I really think that the Patriots like to sign these guys or get them undrafted and just
breed
them.
Get a guy like a Jared McKinnon or LeGarrette Blount also or Carlos Hyde. I think Carlos Hyde is too big of a
name.
He's
gonna ask for money. Jared McKinnon we don't need because we already have Rex Burkhead.
You have
and
like
James
five
White.
Jared McKinnon.
Yeah, we have five of them on our team already.
You also
so,
re-signed Brandon Bolden, so I don't really think you guys need a running back.
Like Brandon Bolden's a special team guy. He doesn't play running back for us.
He's had some carries.
He's had like five.
I'm sure there was
season.
Like one game where he was fantasy relevant. And that's
no,
it.
He wasn't. He's not fantasy relevant ever.
Right.
He had five
so,
weeks, but
I'm
going to
give Brady,
anyways,
I'm gonna
back.
Give Brady three
so,
minutes to talk about Malcolm Butler, and then we got to finish
well,
up.
Well, I
want to
talk all of us, but...
We're closing to the 50-minute right. mark, Brady.
All right. Well, no. Always talk about Malcolm Butler. All right,
Malcolm Butler.
Talk
3 minutes.
So, I just want to know, like, how do you guys see him? Like, I know he didn't have a great year this year, but overall, he's been a shutdown corner.
I mean... I think his name value got boosted more just because of the Super Bowl play.
Well, he only played. That was his first game he played that year.
Like that's what I'm saying. I think his.
But
name
then a year after that, he shut everybody down that year.
I think his name value got boosted because of the Super Bowl trade.
See, I disagree.
I wouldn't give Malcolm Butler more than a 2-year contract because the turnover rate of cornerbacks are so high in this league. Like cornerbacks can be fantastic for 2 years, and within the next 3 years, they're out of the league. Like. The cornerback, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but like teams rotate cornerbacks so much. So often you have a cornerback who's like great for 2 years, and then all of a sudden he's fallen off. Like,
yeah.
For
it's,
something.
It's very
unlikely
you're going to keep a guy for a whole...
Exactly. Like, it's very... It doesn't happen often when you have a guy like Brent Grimes who performs at a high level till he's 34. Not often you have... Or Darrell Revis till he's like 30. Like, it's not often. You have like the guys like Malcolm Butler who will be great for 2-3 years and they kind of start falling off. and then you don't hear from them.
But what team?
I think that's going
to
be.
What team do you think you see him going to?
I see him on the Jets. They re-sign Maurice Claiborne and they sign Malcolm Butler.
I think if he goes there, it's just to say fuck you to the Patriots for the Super Bowl thing. And he said he right. wants. He said he kind of wants to do that. So maybe he goes
more
to the Jets.
More power to him.
More power to him. Have fun at the bottom of the division, though.
Yeah.
I really do think the Jets are the worst team in the division. I think Bills and Miami would be better, especially with Tannehill there, if he stays healthy. I heard San Francisco or the Rams maybe are interested in him.
You love San Francisco.
Yeah, you really.
No,
I think every single free agency player or draft.
They should go to San Francisco.
San Fran.
I think they're a hot spot.
Guys,
you're a hot spot.
Don't
say they're not a hot spot.
They also just spent so much money.
They also
have
the
cap.
Do
they have the cap to afford all these players?
I think they're going to become.
They're one of the top teams for cap space. They're a hot. They have beautiful weather. They have Jimmy G. Like, what else do you want?
They're an up and starting team where players that may not be, like, that can, like, have a second take on their career or something like that, or become the face of a franchise,
like
alongside Jimmy G.
I'm
and
not
going
to lie to you, a lot of people are very high on San Francisco before the year even started, right? A lot of people are saying San Francisco's going to be a playoff team now with Jimmy G there.
Did he go 5-0 with him?
Wow.
Not again. Not again.
Did he go 5-0?
I think that you should wait and see what they do. I do kind of see Brady's point that it's looking more and more like a better landing spot for people.
Spot, yeah.
I don't know if it's the hot spot, but I agree with Brady's point that it's looking better, that more people might want to go there because they have the quarterback situation set it up, because they're a young team, because John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are two great minds. So,
there's some players fit the scheme that I'm saying.
Some players
fit
the scheme, and some players that you just name everybody.
Why don't
the 49ers just sign like three quarterbacks?
They're also going to somehow expand their team to more than the players.
Who did I say go to the 49ers? I said Jarvis Landry and Malcolm Butler, and who else? Who else did I name?
I said Lamar. I said Calvin Ridley. I said they draft Calvin Ridley.
Okay, that's fine. But free agency, who did I say that goes there? All I said so far is Jarvis.
We're gonna fact check him.
Yeah, we're gonna have to finish this on a fact check.
I said Allen Robinson maybe.
Yeah.
But he put that. Would that not be good? They need a big tall receiver, replace like Michael Crabtree.
All right. So this is gonna conclude this week's episode. We ran a little longer than expected. Actually, we only had two topics, and we were considering talking about Seattle maybe getting an NHL franchise. But we're going to have to move that probably to next week.
I get fired up when it comes to free agency.
Yeah, Brady gets fired up. Just a reminder for you guys to make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and on SoundCloud. Remember to follow us on Twitter on Instagram. And the website is going to be up sooner than you guys think. Just saying. We are putting the finishing touches on that. Not a lawyer, podcaster, not a
producer.
Producer Lloyd is... working days and nights and our nights and his days because he's in New Zealand. putting that up, so we really appreciate him for that, and we'll be up soon with that. So remember, the March Madness series is still going on. I'm going to release an episode the next
Go Blue!
Days. As we were recording this, actually, the Purdue-Michigan game was on, so Brady's going to check the score right now.
Your TV's off.
Your TV's off. We had the game on in the background, so the TV's off.
One second.
Probably shut it off.
Yeah. I think Purdue's winning right now, but Brady's on Michigan, so.
It is 56-44 Michigan. Let's go, boys.
Wow. Okay, so
go Blue.
We're going to end this episode, go to watch the game, and we'll
go Blue.
We'll give you a reaction after the March Madness series.
Go Blue.
In a couple days, and this is again, it's going up on a Monday. So again, thank you guys so much for everything, for all your support. Brady's about to yell something.
Go Blue.
We're out. Have a great day, guys.
Ciao.